Mr. Stephen Allen's somenews.co.uk, the podcast.
Well, hello. Like all good things in life, bicycle wheels, boobies, and members of Jedwood, this podcast makes a pair. A lot has happened since we launched the first podcast. I got stopped in the street the other day. Well, yeah, I got mugged, but it's a start. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I didn't even know I was being mugged. It was one of those youths with their trousers hanging really low, and the way he walked, I just thought he was collecting for victims of polio. Well, he said something like, brap, brap, and I thought, oh, he's got a stammer too. So I just gave him all my money. Anyway, in this edition, that flipping boots advert, old people know best, and no pants, please, we're on public transport. Let's crack on.
Mr. Stephen Allen's Some News Podcast, the main news.
The big news has been the flu crisis. Swine flu is back, and we're being told to practice good hygiene. Some people get upset by this. Oh, the government trying to tell me how to wipe my nose. Well, good. I'm sick of people sneezing in their own hand, wiping it down their jacket, and putting their hand out to shake mine. You're dirty. I heard someone the other day saying, oh, the government telling us how to wipe our noses. What next? Will they be teaching us how to wipe our arses? Well, if you're doing it in your hand, wiping it down your jacket, and then putting your hand out to shake mine, yes, they should. But while we're being reminded to wash our hands, there's an advert on TV that isn't helping the situation. Maybe you've seen this one.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Oh, what are you up to?
You know, just finishing the shopping, picking the kids up from school, taking them swimming.
Whoa. You're really ill and you're going to a school where you'll give your germs to the kids and they'll take them back to their families. The germs that have killed 150 people in the UK this winter. Genius. Anyway, carry on.
We've got people over for dinner tonight.
Whoa! You're throwing a dinner party while you're stinking ill. There's only one reason to do that. That's you want the other people to catch it. You want to spread your suffering. I wouldn't put it past her to spit in the soup.
Who are you?
Well, I'm going away for work at 5 in the morning, so I'm just doing my presentation and packing and painting the bathroom because Pete's parents come for the weekend.
Oh, Pete's parents, who are probably older, in the right age range to die from some flu. Yeah. Well, at least you'll enjoy the inheritance.
I should have just been out getting some medicine because he's in bed with a cold. Oh, bless my son of my life.
When he's ill and you don't have time to be, get...
No, he stayed in bed while he's ill and gets his germs to himself, eh? Oh, what a dick. Why do we big up people who continue to spread their germs around? I think the next advert in this series will go like this.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just going around trying on shoes, even though I've got athlete's foot.
Yeah.
And I'm going swimming with verrucas later.
Yeah.
And I'm off on a cruise ship, even though I've got the norovirus. What about you?
Oh, me? I've got AIDS. So I'm going to go and have some sex.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
3,500 commuters dropped their trousers in New York to celebrate the 10th annual No Pants subway ride. Wait a minute. You mean on all the other days of the year you're meant to wear pants on the underground? Oh, well, they should put up signs. They all boarded trains at a designated time and once travelling, stripped their pants off to leave those not in the know open-mouthed. Well, I guess you wouldn't want to breathe through your nose. It's like an underwear version of a flash mob, a flesh mob, if you will. They took place all over the globe. The one in London was called the No Trouser Tube Ride because over here the word pants means something different. You could travel without your pants, but you would look like Britney getting out of a car. There's also another reason why we can't call it the No Pants Subway Ride, because you would get banned from that sandwich shop for life.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
The BBC has been accused of being ageist. I have to agree. How come it's only babies who get swapped round on EastEnders? Huh? No one ever turns up to a care home and mixes up the old folk. You know, the old trick? You get three old women, move them round a bit, and someone has to guess which one's still sitting on their pee. Anyway, this is the case of Countryfile presenter Miriam O'Reilly, who was sacked from the TV show when it went prime time, and she says it's because the BBC doesn't like old women. I don't know about that. They play Madonna songs. But to find out more, I'm joined on the line now by the new ageism czar. Hello.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hey!
I said, can you hear me?
Quarter past three.
Yep, saw that coming. So, is there a problem with ageism in the modern media world?
Oh, yes, yes. They don't want old people on TV these days.
But what about Bruce Forsyth?
No. It's a well-known media secret that Brucey died back in 98. Yes. He's worked like a puppet. Have you ever noticed?